Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about the county's Phase 1A distribution of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. This is part two of a two-part interview. So the 600 doses that you had received last week, is that just allocated for Phase 1A, or will that also bleed into Phase 1B?
So that is, my understanding is right now this is allocated for Phase 1A. And so then if we have extra vaccine once we have gotten through that first phase, we may have to get that reassigned to other parts of the state who still have Phase 1A providers to vaccinate. Because, like, for example, if we have, you know, here in Washington County, we have quite a few people who travel to Iowa City to work, so they might get vaccinated at work and therefore wouldn't necessarily need to be vaccinated at our office. So that might give us some additional vaccine that we may disseminate to other counties so that they can finish their 1A population.
When are you expecting Phase 1B vaccinations to commence, and what residents does that group cover?
So Phase 1B, we anticipate probably later in January, maybe early February. Don't, like, write that in stone. We're still waiting to see. It's like when we get the okay and when we get those next allocations to be pushed out. But that will include law enforcement, fire, people over the age of 75, people under 75 with underlying health conditions, I believe school teachers and other school professionals as well. So we'll get some more specific guidance on how to screen those appropriately. And once we get very clear guidance from both ACIP, which is the Advisory Committee for Immunization Programs, and also IDAC, which is the Infectious Disease Advisory Council, who makes those recommendations on the phases and who should be prioritized and why. So we will put all of that information out on our Facebook page. We'll also put out a press release, especially when we know we're moving into Phase 1B. And we'll also be communicating with those groups. So if we are able to do, like, say, the law enforcement, you know, we're gonna coordinate with Jared Schneider and we're gonna coordinate with Chief Lester about, you know, when we're gonna do those particular individuals. When are we gonna do the fire groups? You know, when, you know, and so we'll schedule that. When are we gonna work with the schools? You know, we've already talked to the school teachers about having some of them assist us. So, you know, there's coordination between us and those partners to get that done.
Well, to remind listeners about the Phase 1A vaccination, who should the public reach out to if they fall under that Phase 1A group? What's the best way for them to get in contact to get vaccinated?
Please have them give us a call here at Washington County Public Health if they are in that Phase 1A. So our number is 319-653-7758. They can either ask for myself, Danielle, or they can ask for Carrie. We are both doing some of that coordination of scheduling clinics. So if they have any questions about where they would fall, they can give us a call. Especially if you fall into that 1A, please let us know so that we can get you on our list.
Those are all my questions in case there's anything else you want to mention.
You know, there's just a lot of misinformation out there about the vaccine. And if I can just talk about that for a second, you know, you hear a lot of things. People are nervous. People are afraid. People are wondering what the mRNA vaccine and how it works. But really what the mRNA, so DNA goes to RNA, which goes to proteins, right? So basically the mRNA just kind of shows your immune system the spiky protein to look for. You know, we've all seen the spikes on the COVID virus. It shows our immune system what to look for, and then it disappears. The RNA does not go into the nucleus, which is where your DNA is, so it's not going to impact your DNA. And it just, like I said, it just disappears. It basically shows your immune system what to look for, shows it what the other is. And then when, if it sees that, your immune system knows to fight it and destroy it. So, you know, there's no preservatives in this vaccine. Again, going back to why we have such stringent cold chain requirements and why we have a backup list, because there's no preservatives, and so it won't stay effective for past 6 hours past that seal. So, you know, there's a lot of misinformation about the virus. I just encourage people to seek out reputable sources, to call us if they have questions, you know, because we really actually want to know what your questions are so that we can try to answer them in a way that's, you know, very readily understandable on our Facebook page, because we really want to be a resource for the community who has questions, because we know things are new. It might feel fast, but, you know, understand that this technology was being studied, you know, when they had the SARS and the MERS outbreak, you know, several years ago. So this is technology that they have been looking at to try to get an mRNA vaccine for a coronavirus.
That was the second half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about the county's Phase 1A distribution of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.